Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16.
Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.
Now, today's devotional reflection. I recently read an article by Marion Bond West where she recalls encountering a man named Johnny and his dog, Cheeseburger, outside a restaurant. Marion confronts Johnny about leaving Cheeseburger in the heat. Johnny explains they live in the woods. Marion feels compassion for them and decides to buy food and water for Cheeseburger. Johnny shares that he and Cheeseburger trust God for their well-being. Marion felt inspired by Johnny's faith and peace. He explained, "Every morning, me and Cheeseburger step out of our tent and look up at the sky, and I say, 'Lord, we belong to you. We trust you. Take care of us another day. Thank you.' At night, I look out at the stars and say, 'We still trust you, God.'" It is not possible to experience peace without being connected to God. We cannot achieve peace by our own best efforts. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 4, that no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can we bear fruit unless you remain in him. Peace is the result of staying connected to Jesus and being indwelt by God's Holy Spirit. Living with true peace can only be accomplished by allowing the indwelling Holy Spirit to bear the fruit of peace in our lives. Galatians 5:22-23 states that the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Finding peace in life is possible through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Peace is one of the outcomes of this friendship. Recognizing that genuine peace comes only from the Holy Spirit, who guides and reassures us, relieves us of the burden of attempting to achieve peace alone. If we lack peace or have failed to produce lasting peace, it is possibly because we have yet to welcome Christ into our lives as Lord and Savior. If we are saved, yet we lack the peace of God, it is possibly because we have not allowed the Holy Spirit to renew our minds. To live peacefully is to allow the Holy Spirit to fill every part of our lives with His powerful, loving, transformative, transcendent peace. In his letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verse 17, Paul reminds us that the kingdom of God does not concern food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Seek the kingdom of God above everything else. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring the essence of heaven to earth, not merely in your life, but wherever you go. Strive to deepen your connection with the Holy Spirit today and experience the fruit of peace. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.